Good morning with Brookings Radio News. I'm Perry Miller. At Toronto, South Dakota, man injured in a Wednesday evening accident on I-29 north of Brookings. Brookings County Assistant Sheriff Scott Sebring says it happened about 6:35 p.m. at mile marker 140. He says 24-year-old Quinn E. Peterson was northbound when he lost consciousness. The car he was driving crossed the left lane through the median, across the southbound lanes of traffic, through a fence and off an embankment. The car vaulted into the air, landed upside down in a body of water. Peterson was able to get out of the vehicle. He was taken by ambulance to the Brookings Hospital with unknown injuries. Sebring says Peterson was believed to be intoxicated, and he's facing charges of inhaling a substance to become intoxicated, DUI third, and reckless driving. A single-engine plane missing after it fails to arrive at the Oaks, North Dakota airport. Brown County, South Dakota Emergency Manager Scott Mint says that single-engine Cessna left Aberdeen between 10 and 10:30 Wednesday night and was headed towards Oaks. Mint says the weather's been slowing down the search.
We do have agencies out trying to see if we can hear a locating beacon and things like that. We're trying to get like Civil Air Patrol and local resources up in the air here, but the weather is really hampering that.
He says the Civil Air Patrol plans to conduct an aerial search after conditions improve. The pilot was the only person on board. South Dakota health officials say the number of vaping-related illnesses reported in the state has nearly doubled in the past 2 weeks. The South Dakota Department of Health reports the number of cases jumped from 6 cases at the end of September to 11 cases as of Thursday. The patients range in age from 16 to 44 years old. Most who got sick say they vaped products containing THC, which is the marijuana ingredient that causes a high. With Brookings Radio News, I'm Perry Miller. Have a great day.